We're talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Garner Hayfield Ventura head girls basketball coach Adam Ernest. And Coach, a few games on the docket to talk about since we last talked with you. And you guys had a little bit of a run of home games. That's been nice for you to start the season. North Iowa was the game back on the 3rd of December. A game that you guys had to make up, but played there on the 3rd of December on Saturday. You won that one 49-36. Coach, tell me about that win.
Yeah, well, it's one of many we've had to make up here so far. We're struggling through December with I think about now 4 postponements, but so we'll have a busy January coming up. But that makeup game against North Iowa a couple weeks ago or a few weeks ago here. Those are always tough, back-to-back games, especially against a scrappy team like North Iowa. Especially coming off an overtime game against Forest City, a rivalry game like that. Those are tough. We're super fortunate we came out with the win. I don't know if myself or any of the players would probably say we played our best game. As a team, but again, it's early on in the season. We have a lot of players that have been asked to take on new roles, and I was happy with how our players. Like I said, we could turn around the next day on a game that wasn't supposed to be played that day, and pull out a victory. Again, it's against a scrappy team like North Iowa. You always would like to see putting together a full 32 minutes. But I thought we limited our turnovers quite a bit more compared to the night before. We executed the game plan good enough to get the win. And so anytime you can get a victory, especially after a back-to-back coming off a taxing rivalry game like was against Forest City in overtime, you're happy to escape with the win. So we're happy to get that win against North Iowa.
Then on December 6th, you guys go right back into another rivalry game. Your Hancock County rival in West Hancock, they come to town, and they're able to get past you in what was a really good basketball game, just back and forth. You guys go to halftime with it being a one-point West Hancock lead. You go, I believe, into the fourth quarter with just like a West Hancock two-point lead, and then they're able to separate themselves in the fourth quarter for that victory.
And, you know, I thought West Hancock, it mirrored quite a bit of Forest City. You know, you got a rivalry game. I couldn't have been prouder of how our team competed. You know, anytime you play West Hancock, you're going to get a scrappy, full-court pressing, pressure-filled defensive kind of game. And I thought we handled it well for the most part. Again, though, it came down to the executing at the end, and again, I can't stress enough, we have a full team of players that have been asked to take on a lot of different roles and especially on the offensive end. I couldn't be any happier at what we did defensively. Turnovers have been and continue to be an issue for our team up to this point, but it's something we're going to continue to focus on. But the intensity, the effort from start to finish, we competed the whole game. What I ache for my team is, especially Forest City, West Hancock, you look at the final score, what our final scores have been have not been what these games are. We've competed start to finish. They've been close, competitive games. And when you have, again, a lot of players putting new roles and positions that I think as we've continued to go throughout our games up to this point have really, really improved, you know, that's to be expected early on in the season and late in games. So, like I said, we're trying to build, right now we're setting the standard for our toughness, for our intensity, for our passion, for just the groundwork, the stuff that it's every day. And now as we continue into the season, now we're getting a little nitpicky. Now we're looking at, shot selection. We're looking at limiting our turnovers. We're looking at executing towards the end of the game. And that stuff's going to come. And all of our players, they're working their butts off. And to that, I have no complaints whatsoever.
Coach, you guys were able to get back in the win column your next night out on December 10th against Clarion Goldfield. Dawes got a pretty victory there. Got to feel good to get back in the win column.
That was a good grinded out victory. Obviously, I'm a Clarion Goldfield graduate myself, so it's always good to get the win against your old high school. But you know, it was good just to see how are we going to respond after that West Hancock game. And we came out, we executed and played by far and away our best game to date. I thought we rebounded really, really well as a team. And, you know, for the first, you know, two quarters, it was a little back and forth. And, you know, we did establish the lead there. And Clarion, Goldfield Dawes, they chip away back at the lead. But every single time, and this is, again, what I like, what you love to see as you continue throughout your season, is we had a response every time. We executed well. And what was really fun and nice to see, it was a total team effort. We had three players score in double digits. Two others were close behind that had 9 points each. And right now, it's kind of been the calling card of our team up through six games is we're not going to be a team that, you know, a lot of times you're scouting teams and you really key on one player or their top two. Right now, we got six, seven players are capable of all having double-digit scoring on any given night. And as a coach, as a team, and trust me, we're not perfect in terms of team execution and teamwork and playing as a team always, but it's really good to see. And Clarion really put an exclamation mark on how good we can be as a team.
You guys had a couple more games until the break, a win over Eagle Grove on the 20th, a loss to Bishop Garrigan. Coach, what was the differences in those two games?
Yeah, well, obviously, you look at Bishop Garrigan, they're a buzzsaw. There's a reason they're a top-rated team in the state. They're returning state champion. That's a generational team in terms of talent and what they've been able to achieve. It's a team that garners not even attention just here in our own conference or area, but statewide. And so I think we came out into that Bishop Garrigan game. We're a little wide-eyed, maybe a little nervous, and we just didn't play the style of GHB basketball that we want to be known for that first half. What I love to see, though, is we did come out, I think once the nerves wore off and we just figured out, we're just playing basketball and they're players like anybody else, I thought our second half was tremendous and really kind of showed the potential of our team against an incredible team like Bishop Garrigan. And I'm the last person anywhere that's big on moral victories or try to bend things one way or the other. But, you know, we came out in third quarter. We won the third quarter. We came out in the fourth quarter. We won the whole second half, beat them the last two quarters. But it's something, we want to be able to come out and establish that at the get-go. Eagle Grove, going into this last game that we played here before our break, I put another exclamation mark, very much like the Clarion Goldfield Dawes game, on what we can be as a team. We came out, it was great to see we had 10 players score, top to bottom scoring was pretty consistent. I thought we rebounded the ball really well, which has kind of been a calling card for us this season between our defense and rebounding. I know right now we're top 15 in the state in terms of offensive, defensive, and team rebounds, and that is one stat I'll let anybody be selfish about is rebounding, and if you want to win my heart, that's the one way to do it. through rebounding. So that's exciting to see as a team. And it was also good to see against Eagle Grove, see us limit our turnovers a bit. Now, that's kind of been our Achilles up to this point in the season, and to go into Christmas break here and a busy January, good to end on a high note and a good team high note. And so we're happy to accomplish that against Eagle Grove back here on the 20th.
Coach, I know you guys have a little bit of a dead period now that's mandated by the conference, which is nice for coaches and players to spend some time with the family. But what do you guys got to do in the break to prepare for the crazy schedule you'll have in January and February? You might not get on the practice court very often.
Yeah, so and I actually love this non-contact rule. At the end of the day, we're trying to keep things big picture, too. You know, and obviously spending time and with your families and with the length of the basketball season, we want to keep things in perspective. Make sure we show our families how much we appreciate them. Get to spend some time and have this downtime. So, I know not every bright coach echoes this, but I do appreciate that that downtime for our players. But we have to come back mentally prepared, physically prepared. We come with the some game postponements. The games today on Thursday were being postponed as well. So I was glad that our players do get a few more days off, because we are going to be bringing them back probably a little sooner than I typically would on over a holiday break, simply because we are starting January 2nd, we're full blow back into it against Lake Mills with a rescheduled game. That first week in January, we actually have we'll have four games in a single week. We'll play on that Monday against Lake Mills, and then we play three back-to-back-to-back games to round out the week on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So, you know, we're just preaching, keeping our bodies prepared as best as possible, and we'll get a good four or five practices in before we start. Before we do start off that tough January schedule, but we look forward to the challenge and seeing kind of how our team responds. And you know, it'll be a tough January in terms of the competition that we face and our schedule in particular. So we'll have to be super organized as a coaching staff and as players and detail oriented and make sure we can respond quick. Especially with quite a few of back-to-back games throughout the month, but I think the team's up to the task, and we're excited to have a little bit of a break here, but we're also ready to go and see what we can accomplish this January and the rest of the season.
Well, Coach, I want to thank you again for talking with us here as your team getting ready for the second half, the stretch run of the season. Appreciate your time. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and your family. And we'll talk to you again in January.
I can't thank you enough for all your coverage of our team. And a Merry Christmas to you and Happy New Year to all the Cardinals fans out there.
That was Garner Hayfield, Ventura head girls basketball coach Adam Ernest.